back with Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS. If you want to join the conversation any day of the week, anytime, any place, anywhere, give us a call at 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Twitter hashtag BH Sports. Gmail, BruceHallSports@gmail.com. Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. That's the important one. If you want to join in the conversation and let everybody else know what's going on, go to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Leave a question, and if Bruce can't answer it, somebody will.
If Bruce can't answer it, it can't be answered. Hey, you know what? If spam was valuable, I'd be a billionaire.
Okay. Is that your first opinion or your second opinion?
Roy. Yeah. Let's talk about the All-Stars. Let's finish up and let's make our predictions, because that's what everybody wants to hear. At least that's what we hear from you. We hear that we want to hear our opinion more on my picks and on what I think's happening, because evidently there's a lot of ways to bet this stuff. So
you can monetize this information.
You can monetize this, but like I said, if spam was valuable, I'd be a trillionaire. Let's go.
All right, let's finish up the American League with
Cleveland
the Yankees.
Cleveland pass. Let's pass on Cleveland. Keep going.
Let's read. I'm going to read off the Yankees here. It's Robinson Cano, the captain, Derek Jeter, are both starting. CC Sabathia is in the pitching rotation, and then that does it for the Yankees.
That's it. Well, that's good for me. All those guys deserve to go. Jeter has kept up.
I'm sorry, Curtis Grayness and
oh,
Curtis
you got Grayness it. Well, Granny Man's in the outfield.
Yeah, he's starting too.
He's amazing.
Texas, Mike Napoli. Then
he
they
belongs.
Have
he belongs.
Josh Hamilton, yeah. Matt Harrison, Joe Nathan, and Elvis Anders.
All right. Well, let me just say this.
Ian Kinsler as well.
Real quick. Well, four of those guys are marginal. Those last four you mentioned could all – there could be an argument for none of them being in there.
Well, you know who's managing the team.
Yeah, absolutely, and he gets to do it, and he's lost two World Series in a row, and, you know, maybe this will make him feel better. I don't know. But I got to tell you, there's better players out there. I think Kinsler belongs. I do. I don't see the starting pitcher. Don't see it. That's just some kind of payback deal. Josh Hamilton's – he's one of the top two baseball players in baseball, no question. He is a Hall of Famer. He is just phenomenal. Let's go to the next guys. We're going to smoke through this. Go.
Mark Trumbo for the Angels.
About Trumbo. Trumbo's a good player. He had a great year last year. This is kind of because of how good his year was last year. And this year he's playing pretty well too. Now, you got to understand something. The Angels, they're going to get some votes if they've got some people in the stadium. Trumbo made it. Did they have a starting pitcher make it too? Oh, they had
CJ Wilson.
Yeah, how about Weaver? Isn't
he? Yep, Jared Weaver's in there.
Jared Weaver is the man. Jared Weaver, you could make an argument. Dickey, if he doesn't start Jared Weaver, wait a minute. The Angels are an American League team. My bad. Keep going. No, those guys are all good. Trumbo's good.
And then the Rook, Mike Trout's in there as well.
Mike Trout is a monster. Mike Trout will be in maybe 15 to 20 All-Star games before it's said and done. I make that prediction now. Go. Next team.
And then to round up the All-Star, I guess there's Ryan Cook from Oakland, Felix Hernandez from Seattle, and
David Price and
Fernando Rodney from Tampa.
Well, the only reason Hernandez made it is because everybody on the Seattle team is so bad.
Did Ichiro make it? No.
Well, see, there you go. That was a statement that, like, Ichiro, you're like 90 now, and even though you're going to get 200 hits, we run this deal in the American League. See, that's a shit. In my opinion, the pitcher shouldn't have made it, and in my opinion, Ichiro should have made it, period. Next, let's do is that the American League? Is that it?
That rounds up the American League,
Okay, I'm trying to think. Teixeira, I mean, he's having a pretty good year. Could have made an argument for Tex, couldn't you?
I guess that's where the Texas – I mean, the Rangers sent six guys.
Yeah,
so,
and you know what? They have played most of the first half of the year like they are the best team in the American League. But they're not anymore. They're not anymore. The Yankees are. Now go to the National League. Let's go.
the National League, the starting catcher is your boy Buster Posey.
Yeah, you know what? He didn't deserve to be the first catcher. He shouldn't be starting. Carlos Ruiz should be starting with Philadelphia. That's my opinion. All right.
At first base, it's Joey Votto, Cincinnati.
He is an MVP if they win their division. Keep going.
Dan Uggla gets the start at second.
He is my hero, and he has become a better hitter in the last 2 years, which a lot of guys never get better. You know, he used to never walk and punch out a lot. Doesn't do it anymore. His walk-strikeout ratio is very respectable, and I'm glad that baseball is finally figuring that out. All right, go. Who else?
At shortstop, it's Rafael Furcal.
You know
from
what?
St. Louis.
We don't even know how old Furcal is. Furcal might be 41, 42, because they found out that he lied about his age like 8 years ago. And I think they said he was 4 years older than he's supposed to be. But when that happens, a lot of times they forget about that, and they bring the old things in. But I don't care. You know, he's one of the guys La Russa should have put on the team, and he did. Keep going. Oh, no, wait. The fans voted him in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
At third base is Pablo the Panda Sandoval.
See that was because Pablo is not David Wright this year. David Wright should be the starter. Pablo should be second. And he maybe could be third because you could make an argument for David Freese. But Pablo is hitting .313, and he's starting to drive in runs and score runs. So Pablo's Pablo. He's an all-star. Keep going.
Out in the outfield, it's Melky Cabrera, Carlos Beltran, and this has Matt Kemp voted in from the fans.
Well, think about this. What if the San Francisco Giants had paid Carlos Beltran the money he was looking for? A, they wouldn't have got Melky. Melky's better. Melky's 27 years old. Beltran's probably 38, 37, and his body at the end of the season looks like it's 50. He is having a great year. He deserved to be on the team. I'm happy for him. Who was the other outfielder that you mentioned?
It's Matt Kemp, but
I'm not a Matt Kemp fan. He's hurt, and you know, I hope he rips his hamstring and quad in the home run derby this coming week. Okay, now how about the other players?
Here's the reserves. It's Yadier Molina, Carlos Ruiz.
Who is a stud and may start behind the plate. If Dickey's going to start, Yadi's probably going to catch him. So they may have to – I don't know how they're going to do that. They may have to just leave Dickey off the starting lineup because I'm pretty sure Yadi is the guy that can catch him. Ruiz could probably catch him too. I'm not sure about Posey. You know what I mean? I just don't know that Buster's ready for that. And plus, Posey doesn't need to get hit in the face and get a concussion. Who else?
The lone cubby is Brian LeHair.
You know, he did not deserve to be on the team, in my opinion.
Somebody's got to go for the Cubs,
but they,
right?
They should have put the shortstop on Starlin Castro. Starlin Castro is as good a shortstop as there is in the National League. He's as good as Furcal right now. Absolutely.
Actually, I apologize. Castro did go from the Cubbies.
He's there?
He's not the lone Cubby.
Oh, God. Why is LeHair on there? You know what he's hitting against left-handers? Like 090. He's terrible. He's okay. I don't even get that. He must know the commissioner's daughter. That's all I can say. Go ahead. Who else?
Jose Altuve from Houston's a second. We just said Castro from the Cubbies is from short. Ian
now, was
Desmond.
Was Altuve the only Houston Astro to go?
It looks like it, yeah.
You know what? He had a great year for a little guy. He's like 4'4", like 98 pounds. I mean, there's little leaguers that basically beat him up when he's walking home at night is what I hear. Now, he's a little guy. He does a good job, and I'm happy for him. Who else?
David Wright at third, God. Ryan Braum.
David Wright's on-base average is around .450. I don't need to say anything else. That's impossible in professional baseball.
He should have got the start. Then in the outfield, we have your boy Ryan Braum.
He's a cheater. Cheater. He's a cheater. Keep going.
Jay Bruce from Cincy. Carlos Gonzalez from Colorado. Andrew McCutchen from Pitt. And Giancarlo.
All right.
Stanton.
Roy, thanks a lot. It's been a great, great, great show. We'll be back next week. You've listened to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.